So this morning, I just want to give Thanksgiving appreciation and gratitude for all of you who are here, but first and foremost to our Father, to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we get to rejoice and be glad in it. Having said that, let us pray this morning. Loving God and Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who promised to be with us, to never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to remind us of all these things that we have yet to learn, that we may forget. But most of all, God, we thank you for your word. It is true. It empowers us and strengthens us for the journey. And for this, we say thank you. For it is in your name we give all glory and honor and power. Amen. And I'm wrapping up the series this morning. And we are doing the 3D series. And the 3D series is called Destination, Determinations, and Dreams. And the focus, the main scripture is coming from Philippians 1:6. Philippians says, being confident in this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, my focus scripture this morning to tie all our time together for these past 5 weeks, it's coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Somebody scream new. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay. And this is who we are, y'all. Please repeat after me who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Do y'all believe that? I love reminding myself of who I am. Like brother said here, we have a good, good father. It's who we are because we're loved by him. And this morning, I'm wrapping up the way I started off. And y'all just scream this back at me. God's plan for me in 2023. God's plan is for me in 2023. And that new plan is a brand new life. Somebody scream a brand new life. God has a brand new life for us, and I'm going to revisit those 3Ds, and those 3Ds are the destination, determination, and the dream. And brother, I love it whenever God lets me know that we are on the same page, and that is Jeremiah 29 and 11, and that's where God tells us, I know the plans I have for you, declares, promises, assures the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Somebody scream, God's plan. See, God's plan includes a destination. And that destination is the place where God is sending us and taking us. And it may be where he's also taking us from. So we have to be aware and be open because guess what? The same way a thing goes up, it also comes down. Law of gravity. The same way a thing goes in, it also comes out. So wherever God is sending us, the Methodist Church calls it appointments. We each have an appointment. Where we may not be where we stay. Oh, somebody say that. Where I am may not be where I stay. We have to be open because God's plan is sure. And there is a game, an end game, but we want to make sure that it's God's end game for us. And that's why it's important that we're revisiting these three D's here. The second D is determination. Determination comes from Joshua 1, where we are commanded, Jesus says, have I not commanded you? Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is a question I want to ask, and I have to ask myself this, being open, honest, and transparent with me. Is fear preventing me from claiming what's mine? Ask yourself, is fear, repeat after me, is fear preventing me from claiming what's mine? See, it's time for us to enter our promised land. That's a promise. See, we can keep going around and around this mountain called life, difficulties, hardship, but there comes a time when we have to pause in one of those circles. Do we want to just go around that Jericho wall 7 times? Or do we want to be in the wilderness for 40 years? Somebody say 7. And the walls will come tumbling down. Okay? The next D is dreams. We have to have a dream. Job tells us in Job 33:15, this is where God can reveal the plans. This is where God tells us what his purpose is, what he has for us, in a dream, in a vision of the night. When deep sleep falls upon us, while slumbering on our beds, he opens up our ears and seals our instruction. Are there any of you who remember your dreams? If you remember your dreams, ask questions. You'll be surprised what the Holy Spirit reveals and clarifies for you, because in the vision of the night, and another aspect of the vision of the night may be, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. See, in the vision of the night, while we may be weeping, a vision of understanding, of clarity may come to help us see. Brother, was it you who said God gives our eyes tears? They're like, that's what washes out our eyes. Was that you who said that? We might have had that conversation, but think about your tears. If the eyes are windows to the soul, how do you wash the windows? Our tears are how God washes our eyes free of those things that we don't understand, so that we're able to clearly see the vision. So my brothers, your tears do not mean you're weak. That just means the Holy Spirit is washing your windows so that you may see clearly. Sisters, your tears do not mean that you're weak. Somebody say, open my eyes so I can see. That's why we have to have good vision. And that's why Habakkuk tells us, write the vision, make it plain. We have to write these things down sometimes so we can remember. These are reminders that the destination, the determination, and our dreams are what God has for us. So why are these three D's relevant to us? Comes from what Jesus tells us in John 14:1. believe in God, believe also in me. This quote I thought was important. We have to believe in ourselves. And when we believe in ourselves, we become unstoppable. Ask yourself this, truly, how can I believe in God? And how can I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in myself? That goes with the scripture, the commandment that Jesus gave us. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. How can we adequately love our neighbors when we have not taken the time to learn to love God and ourselves properly? See, it's like a bookend. You got God on this side, you got us on the other, and the neighbor is in the middle. Love the Lord God with all your heart. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. How can we tell if we're loving God and loving ourselves appropriately? By what's going on with us and our neighbor. You will know. Likewise, how can we believe in everyone else, but do not have that same confidence? Remember, we are confident in this very thing, that he who begun a good work in us shall complete it. So in order for us to believe in ourselves, in order for me to believe in me and for you to believe in you, we must believe in God and believe in ourselves. So again, why are these three D's relevant? And these three D's are relevant because the three D's impact our critical thinking. Somebody say critical thinking. Are y'all critical thinkers? What does a critical thinker think? Now, I imagine this. I'll just tell the story I wanted to have. Well, I can still do it. Brother, red shirt, you are a Clemson student, right? Could you come here, please? Pardon me for putting you on the spot. You, sister, you are one as well, right? Okay, this is perfect. On the right, to the left, to the left. So each of us are Clemson students. I graduated in 96, and you will in 2025, and you may, yes, give her a hand. So I invited my friends down here to give an example of a point of how critical thinking works for us. So my brother graduates in 2025. So he's going to have all kinds of experiences from day one until 2025 to share with a person what his experience at Clemson is like. Over here, my sister's already seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. She can see the stage, and she's prepping up and ready. Getting ready. Got your ring? Getting ready to get her ring so she can dap up the people. The point is, guess what? She has a testimony of what her journey has been. We're still talking about critical thinking. Then you got the old head in the middle. Blessed be God. Things were different in 1990 to 96. A lot different. And whatever my experience was as a single parent, working, scrapping, and doing all of these things are going to influence my experience as a college student than yours. You study different. when you don't have other responsibilities. You study different when you have different pressures. The pressures are there, they're different. Same here. We've got a guy, we've got a girl, two girls, and the experiences are different. But guess what? His experience is as true as her experience as is mine. Y'all may be seated. I just wanted to have some props this morning. What am I saying? When it comes down to critical thinking, Isaiah 53, 1 and 2 says, "Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" See, when it comes down to critical thinking, we have to ask the question, truly, whose story are we going to believe? Oh, it was hard. I thought I would never get in. Everybody has a story. But whose story? You have three different stories. Thousands of different stories. Because guess what? Every student has a different experience. A student can have one professor and another student has the same professor and have a completely different experience. Whose report will you believe? Now, when it comes down to critical thinking and how it impacts our belief system and reporting acceptance, if you will, there's a question that the Holy Spirit said it must be asked. And that question is, are we more obligated to people than we are obedient to God? Repeat after me. Am I more obligated to people than I am obedient to God? Y'all know where I'm going, right? Family. Friends, jobs, our past, oh, just anything. There's a difference between being obligated. You know, I can't leave. I've been working at this company for 22 years. I can't leave. All kinds of different things that we become obligated. But what is God telling you to do according to Jeremiah 29:11? See, those are the hard questions that we have to ask ourselves when it comes down to decision making and critical thinking. Are we more obligated to people than we are obedient to God? Why? Because we are living in a world of full of contrasting reports. It's good to talk to the pastor. It's good to pray with the pastor. It's good to go to a counselor. But in the end, in whom are we putting our faith? Who are you putting your faith in? My mom gives good advice, but is that what God telling me to do? Oh, the deacon is a powerful prayer. I have been with my therapist a long time. That doctor has great reports and stars and feedback. He know what he's talking about. Whose report will you believe? And that's when you got to get jiggy, because sometimes Paul will just break it hard for you. Ask you the hard question. Foolish Galatian. Who has bewitched you? Oh, look at somebody and say, foolish Galatian. Who has bewitched you? Who? What? When? Where have you been bewitched? The other week, Alpheus talked about momentum. And he said a word, I tried to remember that word, but he gave a nice speaking in tongue word, bubblicious. Y'all know what I'm talking about, boogadacious. It was some kind of groovy, cool word. But he was talking about momentum. See, in order for us to not be bewitched by whatever our circumstances are, no matter how long they have been, we got to keep that momentum. And we have to ask those questions and check in to see where we stand. Because guess what? This is where the truth hits the road. He said, Alfie said the other week, and I'm reminded, see, when it comes down to helping other people, we have to know, I'm going back to that obligation, thank you, Holy Spirit, that obligation part. Sometimes we do put other people before us. We put other people before God. We don't even realize it. But I remember Alpheus also saying, you have to practice the airline protocol in emergencies. Remember to put the mask on your own face first. I cannot save your life if I can't breathe. Why am I going to help you breathe when I haven't seen to breathing before? So many times we get it mixed up. Paul says, don't think more highly of yourself than you should. And so because we are driven by this, let's look at that scripture different. What if you take do not and just start of think more highly of yourself than you do? Because, see, when we think more highly of ourselves, before I help you or someone else, I'm going to remember to mask up so that I can. It's good to make sure somebody else get home and you saved them. But nobody really, at the end of the day, that family does not like a dead hero. The only dead hero that matters is Jesus. Come home. I'm glad you saved them people, but couldn't you come home too? I'm just a bit, hey, come on now. Nobody likes a dead superhero. That's why you can find support in the scripture where it says, bear one another's burden, but it turns right back around and say everybody should bear their own burden. So we have to know when it's time for us to bear our burden and when it's time, so sorry, brother, but I'm not working my neck. This is one you're going to have to bear on your own. That little oxygen mask I was trying to put on to help you, do you know it did not work? I don't know. I'm just saying. Sometimes we put others before us. This is a hard message. This is a different message for us to hear. Christ already made the sacrifice and gave his life. This is the place where we have to ask, is it obligation or obedience? Because sometimes we are in places that we don't necessarily need to be, have to be, and the Holy Spirit is saying, move out, move out. Why? Because if anyone is in Christ, the new creation is not coming. It's not coming. We're not waiting for the return of Christ. He's here. He has come. Okay? We're not being made new. We are new. I believe it says, I think this is NIV. It's not King James, that's for sure. It says the new creation has come. Has mean it already happened. Look at somebody and say, has come. And the old has gone. Look back, even if you're looking at the wall, and just say, the old has gone. It's some things. That's why he says forgetting what's behind. Some people try to keep us back there, but we've gone beyond it. We got to remember the new is here. Come on, scream at me, the new is here. How many of you know the new is here? We have to know the new is here. Did I make mistakes? No, I ain't make no mistake. I was trying to learn something I did not know. How is it a mistake when I'm trying to learn? There's a difference. How can I How can I fail when I don't even know what the success mark is? There are things that we have listened to. Come on, whose report are we going to believe? If there is no failure in God, how could you fail here? The same blood that saved you, that resurrected us and himself from the dead, it worked. Come on, holler, the blood still works. It worked. He paid it all. So how do we keep getting mixed up? Whose report are we listening to? Think about it, because that's where that momentum comes. Sometimes people don't understand. Sometimes it's time to give up them old, y'all remember them old Encyclopedia Britannicas? And now it's time to get up to Google. I was told if your data is more than 10 years old, the most it can be is a footnote. Ask somebody who has to write a paper. What is your research telling you? If your references are more than 10 years old, it is irrelevant. Y'all remember that Sunday I had those telephones and all of that old stuff? How many people up here really trying to ride a horse and wagon to the horse of Judah? We in a horse and a wagon, but they just look a lot different. So what I'm saying is, whenever we get rid of that, oh, we got to come with it. Come with it. Whose report are you going to believe? Yes, we have memories, but a memory is not who I am. A memory is to remind me of what God has done, is doing, and is capable, according to Jeremiah 29. We're talking about momentum, and we're talking about God's plan for me in 2023. And God's plan for me in 2023 is to have a mindset of a new life. Somebody scream new life. Come on, somebody say new life. Say it like you mean it. New life. New life. It's time for us to have a new life. So what? I got a past. Everything come up out of the dirt. I ain't ate no plastic plant yet. But anything that's worth eating, worth living, worth having, the cow ate the grass and the grass came out of the dirt. Everything, your pretty flowers that you will get for Valentine's Day got clipped off from a stem that came up out of the dirt. Everything got dirt on it. No matter how many times you wash it, it's going to get dirty again. That's what make the waters of baptism so awesome. Okay? So awesome. Keep washing. So if I'm going to have a new mindset, I got to tell myself something new. Just because we don't see a way doesn't mean that God doesn't have a way. Come on. Just because we don't see a way don't mean that God doesn't have a way. Look at somebody and say, God has a way. And it's mighty sweet. Taste and see that the Lord is good and see how he work with you. God can bring one opportunity across our path that will just thrust us into a new place. Do we believe it? And this one right here, God has explosive blessings. Somebody say explosive blessings. All lean with me and say explosive blessings. See, that's when he got to start blowing things up. Y'all remember the excavation? He's got to eliminate. He's got to extract. Then he's going to have to blow some stuff up so he can excavate a dream. He may have to excavate that determination. He might excavate the remembrance or your memory to realize you do have determination. You do have a destination. And just when you forgot, today you being reminded, I have a dream. Somebody screaming, I have a dream. I have a dream. And God has explosive blessings that can blast us out of whatever our situation is. This says out of debt into abundance, out of a broken heart into a whole heart, out of low self-esteem into love of self in God, out of a negative attitude into positive, out of sickness into health, out of confusion into clarity. God can and God will. Y'all want to know why? Because the new creation has come. Somebody say has come. And the old is gone. And the new is here. Come on, the new is here. Somebody say it like they really believe it. The new is here. I know I'm having sometimes kind of wondering, but the new is here. The new is here. Stand up on your feet, y'all. That's why we are able to say, I am confident. Look at somebody and say, I'm confident. In 2023, you best be believing, I'm confident. I'm confident. Jesus died for me. Come on, he already paid it all. Walking around, can't quite. No, I am confident in this very thing. Not that I have the right connections, not that I know the right person, not that whatever that is that my human eye tells me, but my spiritual eye tells me he began a good work in me. And as long as I got a heartbeat, I might have a tube down my throat. I might be kept on oxygen just trying to breathe. I may not be here, but as long as there's breath in my body, can't see, can't walk, can't move, can't think, I'm still here because he began it. He know what he's doing. Look at somebody and say, God know what he's doing. God's up to something, and he's up to something good. That's why we're confident that very thing. I'm new. I don't care what I did, who I did it with, how many times, and got lost in the process. Dude, it's done. Look at somebody and say, dude, it's done. You better recognize. Unless you're going to bust the move with some nail prints in your hands, you're going to show me some scars, and you're going to show me some thorns on your head. Best be backing up. Because as far as I'm concerned, his love and his blood delivered me. I don't care if I do have a taste, a smell, or a memory. Word says it's gone. Do not let your memories, your past, or anybody else. Foolish Galatian. Y'all ain't going to ever hear that. Y'all going to be looking at y'all co-workers and people driving down the road. Foolish Galatian. Where did you get your license? Blessed be Jesus. Thrift shop purchases. All I'm saying this morning is it's new. Scream is new. I'm feeling this. Somebody scream is new. I moved from my old house. I moved from my old ways. I moved to a new life. Thank God I'm moving out to a brand new life. He changed my mind. He changed my heart. He changed the way I'm thinking. He changed the way I'm feeling. He let me know if I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind, how am I think? How am I supposed to be thinking like I did in 2000? 1985. Come on. I don't care what your mama and them said. Grandmama, that's the way they do it. Yep. I know who your mama and your daddy is. Well, who is your father? If you got a good father, hey, what are you obligated to that's keeping you from being obedient to who God says you are? Blessed be God. He began this work and he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. If this word has touched somebody's heart and you ready for that new life, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Praise your hand. Praise God. And with your hand up, as a matter of fact, ain't nothing wrong with ever remembering your baptism and renewing it, because every day is a new day. Every day that ends with Y is a day we can begin again. So lift your hands. Please repeat after me. Thank you, Father, for being a good, good Father. Thank you for your plans. Thank you for your destiny. Thank you for your dreams that you have given me. And right now, I give my life back to you. And I'm doing it right now with thanksgiving, with praise, because you gave the ultimate sacrifice in your Son, Christ Jesus. And I say thank you. I believe, I accept, I receive that I am one with you right now, this moment. I'm starting my new life in you, in Christ Jesus. Somebody scream hallelujah. Thank you, God. Somebody give him a shout of praise this morning. Oh, if you start your new life, scream it like you mean it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. All things are passed away. Glory to God. Behold. Do this. Somebody say, behold. Behold the new. Stick your chest out. Even if you're in pain. Even if you're feeling kind of hard, just not quite. Just say, behold. Behold. Behold the new. And don't let nobody trick you. Dare not be a foolish Galatian. Because it's up to us to believe. Believe in God. Believe in me, says Jesus Christ. But not only that, believe in yourself. Don't worry so much about what other people think. See yourself how God, ask God, God, how do you see me? How do you see me, Jesus? Help me see me with new eyes, your eyes. Now, as we leave this place, receive this benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Receive it in Jesus' name. For his name's sake and for his glory, give him a hand clap of praise.